it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
.435 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Lots of great stuff that you and I have been discussing. We're going to chat with Rob Chadwick in a couple of moments. I guess we're having some difficulty getting a hold of him, but we'll get him. We'll get him. Not to worry. I mean, Rob is one of those guys who is always in demand. And given his illustrious background, I think it's the only way to describe it. It's no shock. But anyway, we'll get Rob lined up. Jerm, I did just shoot him a couple of texts. Maybe he got called into a meeting. That stuff happens. But, it's all good. We've got Jamal Thomas, my dear friend Jamal, who's going to be with us at 5:35. Jamal will absolutely, totally not flake on us. I'm just telling you, wouldn't happen. Well, because there might be cookies involved and his kids, I consider my niece and my nephew, so he's not going to mess around with that, but he'll be joining us at 5:35. We have teamed up. He's part of Team Cats as we are raising money for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. It is the 10th anniversary of the father figure, and so we're trying to raise $100,000. It's a big ask, I know, but we have four all-star teams. And we have some of the finest men that Central Virginia has amongst its ranks who are helping. And so we're doing well. We're doing well. We only have, I think it's a week and a half left. And I've got to actually get some money in early because I won't be here. The final day to get money in is going to be a day that I'll be in Israel. So we may actually be a day short of where we could be. But, you know, it is what it is. What am I going to do? We're doing the best we can. And, I do like working the fact that I'm going to be in Israel into every single solitary conversation. And I just hope I'm not tempting fate with that. Did you ever get one of those presidential physical fitness awards? Remember, they used to be everywhere. President of the United States had this physical fitness test, and students around America would do the test. And if you got the test right, you met the goals and what have you, you got a certificate. And I think we got pins. Did anybody else get one of those presidential physical fitness awards? If you did, shoot me a quick text, please, on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I'm trying to remember what was on the test, but it's back. It's back. It is as a result of Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and President Donald J. Trump. I love it. I absolutely love it. And there's an all-star team at the White House, right? You got all sorts of world-class athletes who are there for that now. And it reestablishes the executive order from the president, reestablishes the presidential fitness test. It was first introduced back in 1966 by President Johnson, and it was ditched by Barack Obama. Wow. Why do you think that is? I mean, seriously, why is that? Why would Barack Obama not want kids in America to be healthy and physically fit? I don't know. Maybe you think because his wife was pitching that god-awful school lunch garbage? I don't know. Anyway, it's back. President Trump wants every young American to have the opportunity to emphasize healthy, active lifestyles, creating a culture of strength and excellence for years to come. Nice. And Triple H was there, right? He's a... big-time athlete. There are a lot of great people. So I am curious because I just don't remember what was involved in it. Did you not have to do some sort of a, like some sort of a run? Push-ups, maybe? Were there push-ups in it? I don't recall. Well, hopefully somebody does. If you remember this, 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. It says, hey, Jeff? Yes, the physical fitness test, we received a certificate and a patch. Yeah, maybe it was a patch. I don't know why I thought it was a pin. Different 804 says, Jeff, yep, there were plenty of awards. It ran throughout elementary school in the 80s. We had the fitness test right up until the eighth grade. We did a mile run, pull-ups, sit-ups, push-ups, as well as the sit and reach. Ooh, that's a tough one, huh? Yeah. Another 804 says, Jeff, glad to hear that it's coming back. It was a huge deal where I grew up in South Jersey. Good. Good, 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 good. Push-ups, sit-ups, one-mile run, and a V-sit. I don't know exactly what that is. And from RVA says, Jeff, we did it. I remember we had to do a long jump. Let's see. Somebody else, 804. A lot of great athletes that are listening to this program. The Presidential Physical Fitness Award, Jeff, was for sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups for boys, and flex arm hang for girls. That's right. Yeah. As well as other exercises. Had to hang forever with your chin above the bar. I failed because I could not throw a baseball or softball 90 feet. Huh.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Wow. All right. Excellent. 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 704. Jeff, I love hearing you every day. Why, oh, why are you going to Israel with all the terrible events that are going on now? Please. Use your police background to stay alert and be safe. Well, I don't know how to say this, but given that Israel, the Jewish homeland, is surrounded by people who want to kill every Jew in the world, it's always a slightly trepidatious trip. But why am I going now? Because I can. Because I can. Why am I going with all the, quote, terrible events that are going on now? Because, frankly, there are always terrible events going on in the world. And this is one of those things that if I were to tell you how long I have been hopeful, prayerful, that I would get the opportunity to visit Eretz Yisrael, then you probably wouldn't believe me, but it's a long time. It's a long time. And it's not just a tourist trip. I remind you of that. I did find out today that there is definitely a tourist component. We're going to be doing some touristy stuff, which I was really happy to hear because, you know, Heidi has been, the boys have been. I've got plenty of friends that have been, but I've never been. And so everybody talks about the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall. Heidi actually suggested I write some things down ahead of time. If anybody's been there and you've gone to the Western Wall, you know, you're supposed to have, well, you're not supposed to, but most of people go and they have something written on a piece of paper. You put it in between the blocks. And I'm just curious, did you write that stuff out ahead of time? Heidi said to me, it's so jam-packed that if you're going there, you really should write it out ahead. Bring it with you from the States. Or, you know, you got a 10-hour airplane flight. You got time to do it there. And everybody brags about the food. There's amazing food in Israel. And I'm darn right, I'm looking forward to that. There's some amazing shopping. Heidi already has a number of things picked out. But with all of that, and I do look forward to all of that. I really honestly do. I am looking forward to the opportunity to sit down with the president of Israel. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to sit down with Ambassador Mike Huckabee. I'm looking forward to sitting down with members of the Knesset and leaders inside the IDF. It's going to be an amazing trip. So that's why I'm going. And I, by the way, I appreciate the concern. That is so kind. It really is. I know that people worry about me on this show, which if you had any idea how much I appreciate that, just take my word. I appreciate it. All right, Rob Chadwick rescheduled. He'll be here at 5:05. Looking forward to that. That's fine. He's got a brand new book out. It is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. And I started reading it the other night when I got it. It's a great read. And it is one of those books you are absolutely going to want to have to peruse and maybe even to look at every once in a while. I go, hey, wait a minute. I got to remember this or I got to practice that. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.